You're listening to SBS News.
Online searches for exercise-related terms, such as home-based exercise, workouts and fitness training, reached an all-time high at the pandemic's peak in April. In the first 2 weeks of Australia's lockdown, searches for the topic of exercise even surpassed television show. The findings were made by researchers from the University of Sydney, who analysed Google Trends data from Australia, the United Kingdom and the United States. Author Melody Ding, an epidemiologist and behavioural change scientist at the Charles Perkins Centre, says there was a more than tenfold spike in searches.
There is quite a chance that people become more health aware during the health crisis because we know that physical activity promotes healthier immune function. So people are more possibly having stronger immune system, less likely to catch the virus. And we also know that those who tend to have more severe symptoms from COVID-19 tend to be the ones with baseline chronic disease like heart disease, diabetes, and physical activity is proven to prevent these chronic diseases.
Since then, online interest in exercise has declined, but still remains at a higher level than before the restrictions. Stay-at-home orders and the closure of gyms were expected to reduce activity, but the data shows many people are forming healthy new habits instead. A recent Sport England survey found 62% of adults in the UK think being active is more important now than pre-pandemic. Carly Ryan, accredited exercise physiologist at Exercise and Sports Science Australia, says the greater interest in exercise is a positive change.
I think what we're seeing is that there is an increased interest based on the changes that have happened during the pandemic. So, for example, people do have more spare time. They're acknowledging that their mental health may not be so good based on some of the isolation issues that people are experiencing. And so people are now understanding the link between being physically active and having great mental health. So they're all starting to see the importance, which is absolutely fantastic.
Researchers warn the increase in searches doesn't necessarily translate to real-life behaviour. But it's an indication of the intention, information seeking and preparation necessary for changes in behaviour. Mitch Duncan, a professor from the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle, says it's now the job of researchers to promote an active lifestyle.
Looking around, there's certainly been anecdotally more people out there being active, purchasing fitness equipment. And so I think for many people, it has kind of provided an ideal stimulus to get out there and be active. And one of the things that we now need to do is to help people to continue to maintain that activity level.
In Australia, the government's classification of exercise as an essential activity has encouraged people to become more active. Associate Professor Ding is urging governments and health authorities to invest in more infrastructure to support physical activity. She is advocating for equal access to exercise facilities, revealing wealthier areas have greater access to green spaces and places to walk and hike. Associate Professor Ding says the pandemic has revolutionised the way people exercise.
Gyms and yoga studios and bar studios, they tend to locate in wealthier suburbs. So there's always geographical inequality when it comes to exercise to exercise facilities. But now with the online classes being offered, and I myself has been beneficiaries from this process, so now I can take my dance lessons at home without having to travel an hour each way to studios. And a lot of the businesses are actually keeping this online stream.
The researcher has co-authored a paper revealing at least 3.9 million deaths are prevented around the world each year by people being physically active. The World Health Organization recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity throughout the week, or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity activity. Associate Professor Ding found Australians' current physical activity levels have averted 5,000 deaths among men and 2,800 deaths among women each year.
I think these kind of positive framing of messages are particularly important at the time of pandemic, because prevention is an area that we usually don't see it when it's successful. We usually see it when it fails. So I think it's important for us to acknowledge that, you know, we're already preventing a lot of premature deaths and chronic diseases with how much we're doing in terms of physical activity.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.